Well, obviously, I want to talk about love today. But in order to do that, it's always good to start at the beginning. The beginning was many, many years ago, when God created Adam and Eve and put them in the Garden of Eden. And there, he walked with them, talked with them, spent time with them, for they were without sin at that time. Therefore, they had a relationship with God. They saw him, freely talked with him, and spent time with him. That was an amazing thing. But then, they fell prey to Satan's lies and ate of the forbidden fruit. And because of that, sin entered into their lives and into the world. And we have been bearing the consequences of that ever since. We've had the flood, we've had wars, pestilences, droughts, violence, hatred, you name it, we've experienced it. All because of that, because the relationship between God and mankind was broken when sin entered the world. It's a terrible thing that we have had to live with all our lives. Let's jump ahead to Christmas. Christmas, the time, as the song says, when love was born. There was a purpose that God had in having Jesus come to bear our sins so that we might have that relationship restored again. But I'd like to pose a question to you. Not everybody in the world celebrates Christmas, we know that. But many people do. And of all those who do celebrate Christmas, what is one thing that they commonly do at that time of year? Apart from the decorations and the parties and the singing of carols, the Christmas tree, all of those things, what is one thing that most people do? They spend time with family, right? Family is important. Family is something that God created. The need, the desire to be with family, especially at this time of year. And for some people, it's a very hard thing. But we have that desire, that need to spend time with family. We gather together, enjoy a meal, exchange presents, come to church and worship. We do a lot of things with family at that time of year. God designed it that way, that we have that need for family. Let's look at a couple of scriptures that will lead us to exactly what I want to get to. We know this one, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent his Son Jesus to save us from our sins. We all understand that. And for those of us who have faith in him, we know that we are forgiven. We know that we will spend eternity with him, free from pain and sorrow and grief. But it goes deeper than that. There's an even deeper purpose that God had in sending his Son. Not to make light of the fact that it was to bear our sins and so that we could be forgiven, but it goes deeper. Let's continue on with a couple of scriptures. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. That's true. You could say, I love you. But the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. It's in our actions. Do we demonstrate the fact that we have love and that we love others? It's easy to say. Words are easy to speak, but it's actions that demonstrate the truth. And God sent his Son to demonstrate the fact that he loves us, that Christ was willing, while we were sinners, and we all were, that he was willing to die for us, that we might be able to truly live throughout eternity. There's the demonstration of love. Christ was willing to die for us. This is from 1 John. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God demonstrated that love by sending Jesus, but it doesn't do us any good unless we believe it. Unless we take that as fact and we understand that he has shown his love for us, that he died for us. And because we believe that, we have eternal life. And here Scripture tells us that God is love. It's not that he has love, that he is love. He's the personification of love. Everything he does is based on that love. And here's the really wonderful part, which, just a second. Because I mentioned the deeper purpose that God has for sending Jesus. When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, they had a relationship with God. As I said, they walked with him, they talked with him, they spent time with him. There was nothing hindering that relationship. But then that relationship was broken. And God had such a desire to have that relationship restored that he sent his Son Jesus to die for us. God missed that relationship, that unbroken relationship that he originally had with Adam and Eve. He wanted that restored because it's important to him. Our God is a God of relationship. He's not off someplace in the far distance, just looking down upon us from afar, watching what's going on, ready to judge us. No. He's close. He's at hand. He's ever present, desiring to restore that relationship. And that's one reason why he sent Jesus, to have that relationship restored. And now that brings us to this final scripture from 1 John. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. You see, once that relationship is restored, he now calls us his children. We are now family. And like the question I asked before, what is one thing that people who celebrate Christmas do? They spend time with family. It's our desire, it's part of our nature, part of our makeup. We want to spend time with family. God does too. We have been adopted into his family. We are now truly his children. And he wants that time with us as family, the same way that we desire it. But he doesn't want it just occasionally or once a year, like at Christmas, like we spend a big holiday together, maybe, you know, Thanksgiving and a few other times that we want to get together with family. No. His desire is to spend time with his family every single day. Every day of the year, he desires to spend time with his family, with you. You're his family. But do we desire to spend time with him every day, knowing that we are his family? We have been blessed so much. He's with us every single moment, whether we feel his presence or not. He desires to hear from us. And he desires to speak to us, But all too often we've got our ears closed and our eyes closed. We don't hear, we don't see. We're so caught up in things of the world, our own desires and everything. And all he wants is to spend time with his family. A little bit of the day to be with him. Say, here I am, Lord. Let's spend some time together. You can speak to him in prayer. You can sit silently and wait to hear from him. And he speaks to our heart. You're not going to hear an audible voice, but he speaks to our heart. And we can then sense his love and bask in it. Oh, it's such a wonderful thing when we truly make that connection. You know what it's like to spend time with your family, special times of the year. There's joy there. There's harmony. There's love. It's the same thing that God desires, because he loves us so much. We are his family. Think about that. Especially after the holidays are over. Remember, you are God's family. He calls you his children. And because of that, like any good father, he wants to spend time with his children. Because he loves you so much. Open yourselves up even more to him. Make room for him a part of the day. Don't have to do anything special other than just maybe sit quietly with him, think about him, pray to him, listen. It may take a little while, but after a while you'll just so enjoy those times together, and you'll hear his voice in your heart, and you'll feel that love that he has for you, for each one of you. And what a blessing that will be. So it wasn't only to save us from our sins, but it was so that we could enjoy life as a family of God, with each other and more importantly with him. That was truly the desire of his heart from the moment that Adam and Eve sinned. He wanted to bring us back because we are truly his family. And he so longed for that relationship to be reestablished. So consider that. And think about how much you're loved. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for drawing us back, making us again have that relationship with you as family. You are our Heavenly Father. We are your children. Help us to see and feel the love that you have for us. Help us, Lord, to have that desire in our hearts, the same desire that you have, to be together as family, one with each other, but also one with you. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate all that you have done for us. And as we celebrate the birth of your Son, help us to remember that it was all because of love, your love for us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.